This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said, India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension boogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Pipravar relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Pipravar relics, discovered in 1898, hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. The exposition will highlight India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Bhagwan Buddha and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. For the first time, Indian Army's animal contingent will march on Kartavya Path in National Capital during Republic Day Parade 2026. It will showcase the vital role animals play in military operations across some of the country's most challenging terrains. Indian Army said the specially curated animal contingent of the Remount and Veterinary Corps will highlight the contribution of animals in safeguarding the nation's frontiers. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will attend several functions in Chennai and Vellore. Vice President will address the convocation ceremony of Dr. MGR Educational and Research Institute University, where students from various disciplines will receive their degree certificates. Later, he will attend the Ramnath Goenka Sahitya Samman ceremony. The Vice President will also grace public reception at Kalaivanar Arangam and attend a civic reception hosted by Tamil Nadu Governor at Chennai Lok Bhavan. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has announced discontinuation of the Know Your Vehicle KYV cards for cars for all new FASTag issuances with effect from 1st of the next month. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said the step has been taken to enhance public convenience and eliminate post-activation harassment faced by highway users. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and Chandigarh today. The weather agency has also predicted dense fog conditions over Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 31 trains are delayed by over 2 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. The decks have been cleared for setting up a national sports board and a sports tribunal as key provisions of India's National Sports Governance Act came into force. The move will enable the government to begin restructuring the country's sports administration. And that is the end of this news bulletin.